Britain on Brexit Watch as the Prime Minister spells out her vision of the divorce bill. And can Facebook really police political ads?
The very idea of Facebook is the problem.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. We start in the Italian city of Florence, where British Prime Minister Theresa May will be setting out her plan for Brexit later today. It's believed she'll argue for a two-year transition period in which Britain will pay roughly $23 billion into European coffers and keep access to the single market. The BBC's Kevin Connolly reports now on the fine line Mrs. May will be walking within her own party and with European negotiators.
The bar of European expectation in Brussels and elsewhere is set low. Even if Mrs. May were to come up with an explicit financial offer, there's a feeling on the European side that such an overture could and should have been made much earlier. British insistence on a sceptical, painstaking scrutiny of Brussels' financial demands has soured the atmosphere and irritated EU negotiators. Mrs. May could fix that to some extent by adopting a more emollient tone on Brexit, but as the European side is fond of warning, the clock is ticking inexorably towards the first deadline in the process. She has to somehow make an offer that sounds generous enough to European ears to re-energise the process without sounding too soft or submissive to Eurosceptics listening back home.
Kevin Connolly in Florence. Let's do the numbers. Ahead of Mrs. May's speech, London's FTSE is down 6 points or 0.09%. The euro is surging up 0.40% against the dollar after data out this morning showed manufacturing hit a six-year high in Germany. In Asia, markets closed down after President Trump issued even more sanctions against North Korea. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has said his company will share details of about 3,000 Russia-linked political ads with U.S. investigators. The BBC's Dave Lee reports from San Francisco.
It was earlier this month we learned that Facebook's own investigation had uncovered politically charged ads believed to have been funded by a group with close ties to the Kremlin, something the Russian government has denied. Under considerable public and political pressure, Facebook has agreed to pass on the ads to the Senate Intelligence Committee's investigation into Russian meddling in last year's presidential election. In his 9-minute address, Mr. Zuckerberg said the site would, in future, make it clear to users where the money for political ads was coming from.
Not only will you have to disclose which page paid for an ad, but we will also make it so you can visit an advertiser's page and see the ads that they're currently running to any audience on Facebook.
The company also said it would be adding more human moderation to this system. But at a large scale, this could be impractical, argued Siva Vaidyanathan, a professor of media studies at the University of Virginia.
It seems to me like he basically admits that he has no control over the system he has built. Facebook can't hire enough people to sell ads to other people at that scale. The very idea of Facebook is the problem.
In San Francisco, I'm the BBC's Dave Lee for Marketplace.
In Europe, it's been a week of better-than-expected economic data. France's private sector is stronger, and don't forget elections in Germany this weekend. Well, here's another place to watch, Portugal. Its debt was upgraded this week. I asked Mohamed El Arian, chief economic advisor at Allianz, and an advisor to PIMCO, the world's largest investment fund, what that means.
The upgrade to investor rating gives two very strong signals. One is domestic. It signals that the years of austerity were worth it, and that opens the potential for the continued implementation of economic reforms that can now focus on promoting higher economic growth, and that's good for investors. The second signal is external. An investment-grade rating opens up the country to many more institutional investors who would not otherwise invest. Now, this doesn't mean it's as good as it was. The big money was made coming into the announcement, but it's still a relatively attractive place to invest.
But Portugal needed an international bailout. It still has high debt, bad bank loans. Is this a turnaround that's going to be sustained?
I think so. Last year, the fiscal deficit was down to about 2.3% of GDP. To put it in context, that's the smallest deficit in 40 years. This year, they're projected to go below 2%. So they've imposed fiscal discipline. That's the first major achievement. The second major achievement is they've reduced the need for external financing. So they are less vulnerable to a shutdown in international capital markets. And finally, they have stabilized their debt to GDP. Are they out of the woods? No, but they certainly have made major progress.
Does Portugal have any lessons for some of the other struggling European economies?
There are two lessons. One is that sustained efforts pay off. And Portugal is not the first economy. Ireland also made sustained efforts. And it has paid off for Ireland. And Ireland now is growing again. And the second lesson is timing really matters. What we see here is not just because Portugal has done its homework. It's also because the environment has improved. And Portugal is a direct beneficiary of that higher regional growth.
Mohamed El Arian. Finally, what makes the royal playlist? A photo of the Queen of England is making headlines because it shows an original iPod in her house. Apple stopped making it in 2014. No word on what she listens to? You can listen to us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.